and Local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today in the 11 o'clock hour. Hopefully you'll shoot on over to the poll question today at 991fmtalk.com. Should Jason Soto step down as chief of the Reno Police Department? Yesterday's poll question, should statues of Washington and Jefferson be removed because they owned slaves? That was the thing of the time. The law of the land then. 100% of those participating said no. Let's jump to the phone lines real quick. We've got a special guest. Jeff Church will be joining us in just a moment to talk about law enforcement. But let's check in with Steve this morning. Steve wants to talk about oaths. Hi, Steve.
Good morning. Yes, you know, everybody that has to swear an oath to support and defend the Constitution before they're allowed to do that, I feel that they should be required to pass a test on the Constitution. I would venture a guess that 90% of our senators and congressmen and our state officials could not pass such a test.
I'm absolutely there with you, Steve. I think that's a great idea. You know, it's just sad how, you know, your average person might carry around a pocket-sized edition of the Constitution, and we read it. It's not that long of a document. But, Steve, I don't think they really care. They could probably recite it to you, and they'd still go against it. But, Steve, thank you so much for the thoughts, and I'm right there with you. Let's start testing people. Let's start making sure that they are actually qualified for the jobs that they are doing. Let's check in with Terry real quick. Want to talk about the stimulus that we may be getting?
Yeah, Monica, I was going to add something to that. You know, the stimulus for the people is great, but the people that really need it are the businesses that are getting starved out. I mean, literally, they're saying, oh, well, we can't go back to work. Well, if they don't help the businesses, there's going to be no place to go back to.
Exactly,
Terry. You know, I'm watching thousands of them closing down everywhere I go. I'm always traveling. And here's storefronts for rent. And I think they need to direct that money there instead of other places. That's my little rant for this morning.
And then the blamestream media doesn't focus on the fact that those business loans that were put out there, people like Starbucks and Planned Parenthood and all of these other organizations went after that money, even universities, and it starved out the smaller businesses. So it just...
They can't even pay the rent. They've had to give their store away.
I think we should follow in the line of New Jersey, who put out a fund that started off with $100,000 from a local person and put together, you know, the Northern Nevada Resource Fund or something like that. And we could even have a fundraiser for it to get money in there for 30-day loans, actually just giving people the money, businesses, you know, for 30 days, here's, you know, $3,000 to help you out. And just the people do it, because the government sure as hell isn't doing it, including local government.
No.
So, Terry, thank you. Yeah, and they're not gonna, exactly. Terry, thank you so much for the call and your your rant for today. I love your rants. They're perfect. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Jeff Church, who is joining us today. And I asked Jeff to join us because he put out a very interesting article that this is just through your mailing list, isn't it, Jeff, when you send out these musings of yours?
Pretty much, and then other people pick them up and forward them.
And I'm glad they do that, because this is so important to get out into the community, and I'm going to have to start posting them on my Facebook page or something, because you did an examination of 11 cities, and it shows how Reno tops the list in police spending, like 17%.
Other cities,
why did you decide to do this?
you know, a shiny object, I get distracted, and I'm always looking at waste, fraud, and abuse in local government. And most agencies are around 9% of their budget for police, and we're almost double that at 17.
Why is that? What is the money being spent on?
You know, that's a good question, Monica. Reno PD are very well paid. Arguably, they deserve it. But when you don't have the money and Reno is broke, you really have to look at that pay scale. And they're even going to get their pay raise this July. They're going to get another pay raise. And Reno is broke. And I think the money could be spent better. I think we could do better job allocating the money. And I do run a law enforcement consulting agency. I've looked at other budgets, and I think we could do a much better job.
This is something that people really should be paying attention to, because isn't that one of the reasons why Reno didn't want to participate in that sort of consolidation between Sparks and the Sheriff's Department? Because they would actually have to bring their pay down?
That's correct. Depending on the law, arguably you might have to cherry pick the best of the contract. But we really do need to look at consolidation. The taxpayers actually voted for it on an advisory ballot years ago. And it's just so much more efficient having an elected sheriff responsible to the people rather than the police chief responsible to the city council. And Sparks will never play. That's okay. Sparks won't play. I don't blame him. But we do need to look at consolidating the county with Reno. And it's good for officer safety. You can have a deputy and an officer, one of whom needs help, and we're not communicating with each other to help each other. So it's definitely something to look for.
Yeah, because how many times have people been on calls? Well, this is, you know, going on here. Oh, well, you need to call Sparks for that. Or you call them and they say, oh, no, that's Reno's responsibility. And it's just, wow, if we could just have a unified police, you know, agency for Washoe County, that would be pretty awesome.
I think it's time. You know, I mean, I'm proud to be a Reno police sergeant, retired, and it's a good agency. They're good people, most of them. They're slugs, and we can't get rid of them, and that's a whole other subject. But most of them are great and care and like to arrest bad guys. But it's time to look at consolidation.
Jeff, there's a term being thrown around a lot now because of what we've seen going on with bad cops, and that is qualified immunity. What is your take on qualified immunity?
We need to keep that because it's already going to be almost impossible to recruit officers, diversity or not, just any qualified officer. Who's going to do it now with the body cams and being charged with a felony because you pushed somebody who probably deserved to be pushed? It's going to be terrible, and we're going to have retirements. Anybody that's got their 20 is going to be out. Nobody's going to say, you know, it used to be guys with and gals would stay for 30, but not anymore. I did 25, but, you know, in today's environment, it's going to be the minimum and out, and it's going to be impossible to get people.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, if they go into law enforcement at all. With what happened during the riot that we had here in downtown Reno, was that a good or a bad call for law enforcement to basically shut down, to stand down, to not do anything from the orders of the mayor, Hillary Sheevy, to the acting city manager, who is also playing chief of police?
I'm very disappointed in Chief Soto. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just so distraught over what happened, even if it is on such a smaller scale.
I am too, and I don't know if they were not prepared, and they're going to cover the whole thing up. We're probably never going to know. Did they not prepare for this? They kept claiming the guard was en route. The guard never showed up. Did he lie? Jason Soto said that in a tweet. Did he lie or what? And I'm very disappointed, and I kind of have to agree with you. Maybe it's time we look at a better qualified chief. He's a great guy. I've known him since he was a rookie, but he might be in over his head. But I'm more disappointed, Monica, in Mayor Sheevy, her illegal edicts, her declarations, her curfews for citywide. She has no authority. Only the governor has that authority. And we talked about that on a different show. when you had Chet Adams on. She has no authority to do this.
But she continues to do it, and she has a huge fan base in the city of Reno, and I think that her followers will just elect her for anything. And that's disturbing, because isn't, when it comes down to what we have as a society and as a community, isn't law enforcement basically the last bastion of hope we have?
The thin blue line, and it's going away. We're going to be depolicing. You can have 1,000 officers. Right now we've got about 317. You can have 1,000, but it doesn't do any good if they don't do their job. And I'm not afraid of oversight. We do need it, and there's ways we can do it that are very inexpensive. Oversight review boards don't work. They're a complete waste of time and money, but we should replace internal affairs with a civilian oversight of qualified people, and that I'm in favor of. Civilian oversight reporting directly to the council, which I know that's not a good thing, but it's better than reporting to the chief, maybe even reporting to the state. But I'm totally in favor of civilian oversight, and of course that would be diversity. We would hope the NAACP and the Latino groups would weigh in on who we hire for that, and they would be paid a fraction of what the police sergeants are paid, and they would be neutral. I'm totally for it.
That's what I'm hoping, is they would be neutral, that, you know, who's going to be on this board, and how did they get there? Who do they know? Because unfortunately, we've seen on things just even as innocuous as the barber's board, you know, people get on there, you know, everybody, you let things slide. It's just, it's a mess. You know, you do favors
and
for
friends.
It wouldn't
be a board. Yeah, Monica, it wouldn't be a board. It would just be individual investigators taking over the internal affairs function, but they don't owe anything to the chief. They don't owe their promotion to the chief. They don't go back to patrol and have to face the wrath of the officers that they just disciplined. So, and it's cheaper. It's about half the price of a police sergeant.
That sounds like the way to do it. And, of course, you're running for school board. Maybe you should have run for city council and get you on that mess.
Well, if I thought I had a chance, I maybe would have. But I think I'm a little too conservative, radical, and I don't think I am. I think I'm mainstream, but you know, to the ultra left, I guess I'm a radical because I believe in the Constitution and the rule of law.
Oh well, that just, you know, that throws you out of the running there to be on the Reno City Council,
yeah.
Maybe in city government in general. But you are running for school board. How is that going?
It's going well. There were 12,000 people voted against the incumbent, and I came out number two against. So 6,000 for the incumbent, 12,000 against. That pretty well shows they're fed up. So now I'm the one in the finals. But I need help. I need research. Never going to turn down money, but you don't have to give me money. I need somebody to sit at home, do some research for me, make phone calls, staff some booths. Even if you don't like to walk, we're going to set up booths. And we're going to represent all three school board conservative candidates against the three incumbents. So it's not just me. It's citywide, countywide, against the incumbents for change.
Well, I have to tell you, though, I am concerned, Jeff, because I see signs down here where I live everywhere for Scott Kelly, and I want to see you in there. So I need to see some Jeff Church signs instead of Scott Kelly signs everywhere.
It takes money. You know, we don't have any money for that right now, but we have a lot of ideas. Also, journalism. We want to do a little area newspaper for the about school issues. If anybody has a journalism background, help write articles, help put the paper together. But we got to do it soon. You know, November's going to sneak up on us, so we need to get this done soon. So anybody that's listening, it's watchdogjeff.com. That's watchdogjeff.com. Shoot me an email. Give me a call. I answer the phone, and I'll talk.
You know, I'd love to see those articles in the little newspapers that are going around already, like the Good Times magazine that floats around, and the Galena Times. You know, there are little publications out there, so I really wish that they would invite you to do these articles as well. So, Jeff, thank you so much for joining us, and you'll be back again anytime I need my watchdog. I know you're always there for me, so I appreciate it.
Thank you, Monica.
That's Jeff Church, a name you should remember, you know, is Is this the type of community that you want to live in? Our schools are going to hell, and you have community, not really leaders, but people that are prominent in the community saying everything's okay, everything's good. They mislead you with numbers when the only numbers that you need to know are the ACTs, that we are last, that there is no test for the kids to actually graduate college. There's no proficiency exam. Or there's no proficiency exam for high school. Wasn't that way in my day. Maybe we need to go back to the old days. We'll be back after this with more of your comments and thoughts on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM, news and talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I am so glad you are talking today. I'm definitely listening, and this just coming out over the wire. PG&E is pleading guilty to the deaths of 84 people. In 2018 campfire. Yeah. Do you think anything will actually become of that? Probably not. Let's go to the phone lines, the talk and text line, 884-9910. And Ryan thinks he knows why we're still in phase two. And the governor says, nope, we're going to stay here for a bit. Hi, Ryan. Thanks for calling to the show today.
Okay, first I'm going to do... Governor Stupito said, no phase three for Nevada. And basically, I watched that press conference, and a lot of it made sense. But I think the big reason he didn't say it is because of the fact of the if we take out the protest that we had during the George Floyd fiasco, because of the George Floyd fiasco, I think we would have been in phase three. Because all the stats you're saying was normal, just because... When you reopen, you're going to have more. You're going to need more tests, all that stuff. And he said, "You know what? We were fine with that." And I think he didn't say it. But if I was a reporter, I asked, "Well, Governor Sisolak, is the fact because of the protests and the people not wearing a mask? Is that why we were taking this pause?" I'll bet you one of my paychecks for the month. You know that's why we're not going to phase three to at least June or July. Because of the fact of people protesting.
I agree and I disagree with you, Ryan. I don't think it's because of the protesters. I think he's going to blame it on the protesters. Because we're going to see the numbers change as more testing becomes available. And if more people are testing positive. But the numbers still don't add up to something that's worse than the flu. Ryan, I go back and I'll say it again and again. We never should have been in shutdown mode in the first place. So thank you for the call and thank you for the insight on the press conference yesterday. Governor Sisolak is just doing what he's told. John sent me an email and I thought that was pretty funny. The Sisolak prayer that, you know, he's probably doing every night and every day and, you know... Anytime that people might be figuring out what's going on, I can just see him sitting on the knees. Dear God, please don't let anyone find out that I don't know what I'm doing. Because he doesn't know what he's doing. He's being told what to do. So let's go back to the emails here real quick before we take a Fox News break. Monica, unlike sheriffs that are elected, police chiefs are selected by mayors and city council. Therefore, instead of the best police officer, you get someone that the mayor or some politician is beholden to. And, well, not only beholden to, but vice versa. You know, the mayor wants the chief of police beholden to them. And that's exactly what we see between Sheevy and Soto. Again, everybody will tell you, Soto's a nice guy. But nice guys shouldn't be in the position where you need to take hard stances, and you need to be rock solid. What's that saying? Nice guys finish last? Here's one more thing for you to think about, too. Monica, people, and Bob, thank you for that email that you sent me. Monica, people don't realize about the contact tracing on their phones, how the current update has that it, when you load it onto your phones, people need to check settings, privacy, and health to make sure that they're not activated. This is so important. Know your phone. What? You use the camera, you use it to check your email, your social media. Maybe every once in a while use it as an actual phone, text. But you have to know the settings. You have to know what to turn on and what to keep turned off. Even your GPS. Well, but I use the GPS every once in a while. Then go back into your settings and turn the GPS on when you need it. Don't have it on all the time. See? That's why they want forced contact tracing. They just want to know where you are every moment of every day and who you're with and what you're doing. And we make it so easy for them. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone, 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk show for all of Northern Nevada at 884-9910, right here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Just got a quick email from Ryan. Another Ryan says Ryan was right about Sisolak blaming non-reopening on protesters, but he will blame it on the people that are protesting for Nevada to reopen. He's not going to blame it on the Black Lives Matter protest because that's not part of the narrative. That's not what you do. You blame it on the patriots. And speaking of patriots, I do want to let you know that you have to be careful in the patriots you back. Because just because someone is carrying a firearm in an open carry state doesn't mean that they're there for your benefit. There is a so-called patriot group called the John Brown Gun Club. This is a name you better remember because they are all about anarchy. And they're the ones who are actually patrolling and working with Antifa and Rax or whatever the hell his name is in this autonomous zone. Well, I guess it's not an autonomous zone anymore because they didn't know what autonomous meant, so they had to change the name of it. But please pay attention to what's going on around the country and understand that is a giant chess game. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Mike this morning. Wants to talk about the scarcity of male leadership. And boy, Mike, did you hit that nail on the head.
Well, good. Can you hear me? Yeah.
Yes, I can hear you great.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I know. Good. I'm glad you agree. And I noticed this when Sisolak made his thuggish pronouncements you don't do this, I'm going to shut you down, et cetera, et cetera. Now, this has been bothering me. Where is Michael McDonald, tough guy? And mm-hmm. And where is Cowboy Jim Wheeler, tough guy? You know, and the silence is deafening. The cliche applies. There's no pushback by either McDonald, who's the head of the Republican Party, or mm-hmm. our elected Republican representatives. I noticed this right away. It's as if Sisolak has some Gestapo. You're not allowed to say anything. I know you say people are pulling your strings. You might be right. I'd like to know who. But let me stay on this point. So the only pushback I heard was Carolyn Goodman, the lady who preceded you, who was there 2 weeks, and you. And, you know, the left is being taken over by women. I think if we're going to be saved in this country, it's going to be a female on the right. It's going to be a Joan of Arc type person. And listen, I'm a bit of a misogynist, but if you look through history, there have been female leaders in many cultures, even in the Bible, even in England, even in Russia, and Joan of Arc is the most famous. And I think, you know, we're going to have a female like you. You've taken on this role. I heard your first show on this stage on the, when you took over, and I dismissed you immediately. So obviously you become woke. You see the danger in this country. So I can't do it, but I think that's what's going to have to happen. And you know, that's really my main point. So I don't think Laxalt really wanted to be governor. He was weak. We have two female baby-killing senators. I knew the state would go hard left, whether it's the immigrants or California at all. But we have actually no male leadership in the country. Trump's not doing anything. He's letting this happen. Maybe it's a strategy. So you agree with me, and you know, you keep. I hear you. I'm listening to your show now. I started a couple of days ago, and you keep saying to us, "What are you going to do?" You're saying to the audience, "That's fine. I would change the pronouns. What are we going to do?" So, I mean, what are your comments on this? Because we're in bad shape.
We really are. And I will change that. What are we going to do? Because we have to come together as a community to force the issue. You know, where are the people who are not holding Hillary accountable, Hillary Sheevy in the city of Reno? And where are the other voices who people are so intimidated?
Yes.
And
yes.
I don't understand why, Mike.
Well, I do.
Why do you think that they are so intimidated to actually speak up? Even people in law enforcement.
They don't want to criticize the blacks lest they be called a racist. So they don't want to call a spade a spade. But, Monica, I got another point, if I can. Let me contact you or
add more to that you just made. All right, Bill Cosby, he did bad things. But.
And he got away with it for 30, 40 years.
But he was also never more truthful than when he said that the black community was being destroyed because there were no black fathers who stayed home and raised their children the way that they were supposed to be raised. All of these baby daddies out there who were just making babies and taking off. And that was the problem. The people out there with their, you know, pants down around their hip or down around underneath their butts walking around.
Yeah.
Those men are destroying this country because they have no value in family and they have no value in the children that they are bringing into this world.
Yeah, that's part of it. But see, here's where I differ with the right. They were brought into this country as slaves, mainly for that reason. They were sold by other Negro tribes to the whites, mainly the Ashanti. And when the slave trade was ended, they complained they weren't getting their money. So they were brought here the way now the Mexicans and the Central Americans are brought here because there's a shortage of labor. So I put the thing squarely on capitalist greed. And it was such a neat idea. It's slavery's biblical, slavery's constitutional. We're sitting around the Cracker Barrel, it's 1850, and you're going to say to me, what's your objection? It's in the Bible, it's in the Ten Commandments, it's in the Constitution. That was the issue of the Enlightenment that ended it. But that we brought them here, because partly of their nature. I mean, I don't want to go on a racial rant here. I can if you want. You just have to recognize the way they are. They're tribal, which is the way the Old Testament, the Hebrews were. It was the tribe. So that's part of it, the lack of fathers, but it goes deeper. And you know it goes deeper, and everybody's afraid to say it because they'll be called dames. So like you listen to CBS Sports, they're all on to the social justice thing. Nobody wants to talk about how they're destroying cities that they didn't build, but they can destroy. There's a lot of hatred here. We're putting unnecessary expectations on them because we refuse to acknowledge racial differences. And that's the issue here. And that's partly why the sin of this capitalism. What were the Republicans talking about 2 years ago? Are you still there? What were they talking about all over the place? The margins tax. All the Republicans care about is stinking money and profit. All the talk about the margins tax, the sky is going to fall. We can't have free education. We can't have free medical care. It's nothing to them. It's cultural reductionism to money with Jesus as your backup quarterback. Everything else is left to the left. And you see this pattern over and over again. Are you there?
Yes, I'm just letting you talk because I'm finding what you're saying absolutely interesting. And yeah, people don't want to talk about what's in the Bible. The Bible's been rewritten and, you know, transcribed so many different times that you need to go back to the Old Testament. You need to understand what was actually in the Bible and what we're facing now. And remember, though, Mike, it does go back to consumerism and capitalism because of the fact that Asians were also slaved and brought in. Irish people were slaved and brought in. Every nationality, it's not just from the black community. And it was blacks selling blacks. And guess what? Muslims are still enslaving people. Slavery is still alive and well here in the world. It's called human trafficking. We just had two black gentlemen that were arrested here in northern Nevada. And guess what? That's just the tip of the iceberg. Those are two men of probably an entire group of people that are running a syndicate here. And we have to know and trust in that higher power that we are human. It doesn't matter if you're black, if you're white, if you're Irish. It doesn't matter. We're all human beings and we should be treated as such. And when a white person or a black person or a brown person goes up to another white person and says, you won't acknowledge racism, you have white privilege, do you understand the irony that you now saying that are judging someone by the color of their skin? So for anybody to kneel down in front of another race, another religion, just another person, you are doing the absolute worst thing possible. Worst thing possible to unite this country against the evil we see right now and that we're going to see a hell of a lot more of. People have to stop being intimidated. You have to speak up and speak the truth. We will back you. I'm waiting for a sergeant, a lieutenant, a beat patrol cop to please stand up and know that when you start admitting this stuff, when you start saying what's going on in the fire department, in the school system, in government, we will protect you. We will be there for you. But we need you to be honest and we need you to come forward. Because not everybody is the blame stream media. We know these things are going on, but we can't point fingers until we get the proof and we get someone to back it up. Mike, thank you so much for the call and so many words of wisdom in there. Where are the strong individuals? They're not there anymore because of our education system. Because you can't discipline your kids. Because you can't educate your kids. You can't even worry about their health care. You let the school system do it. And the school system and organized sports told everybody that everybody gets an award just for playing. Well, guess what? That's not real life. They shot down people or they shot down kids with exceptional ideas. They shot down exceptionalism. We're not supposed to be good at something and strive to be even better. Oh, that's just privilege. That's, you know, you can't do that. You can't be better than someone else. Think about the majority of single parents out there, single parent families. They're working moms with kids. We're coming up on Father's Day. And we don't need presents for dads. We need honor for the fathers who actually stay home and raise their children. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk with Gene. Hang on the line.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 991FMTalk.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Gene, thank you so much for hanging on the talk and text line. What are your concerns about Sisolak?
Well, my concern is this, is that he's going to exacerbate the economic hardship in all of this by his decisions that he's making. And mm-hmm. I think that he's doing it deliberately because I think the Democratic-controlled legislature and the Democratic-controlled executive branch is just chomping at the bit to get a state income tax, to get a mileage tax, and all the other bells and whistles that they'd like to have. And I have some recommendations for the governor today. Can I enunciate just a few here
yes,
for the viewing
please.
Audience? Yeah, I'd like him to suspend delivery on the $17 million plane for the governor's office. I'd like him to suspend delivery of the $12 million plane slated to for NDOT. And there was something else quirky happened the other day. I was called up the one of the state bureaucracies just to get some information about water availability on groundwater. And inadvertently, I got on the phone with a guy who I used to know who, for a twist of fate, he happened to work there. And it morphed into a 2.5 hour conversation. So a 2.5 hour conversation went by with a state bureaucrat and it utilized 2.5 hours of his day. But the point being is I worked in an environment where every move I made was audited every 6 months by auditor at work with a calculator, with a laptop, a pedometer, and everything else. And I think this is an opportunity to audit every state worker in the state workforce to make sure that they're performing work and get rid of some of the maybe the waste and redundancy in some of these agencies. So
he's already proven that he's not going to do that because there was a potential for close to 400 layoffs, and because of his genius that he has come up with, I guess they've whittled that down to about 50 positions. Because they're not hiring new positions, they're freezing some pay for right now, and they're doing the furlough thing once a month. I don't see him really caring about, you know, how much money that he's going to save with state workers. They're going to be putting it onto the taxpayers.
You know, something else, you know, when I talked to this bureaucrat the other day, I mean, 90% of the workforce wasn't there, according to them, yet he still had 2.5 hours to babble on the phone and simply do nothing for 2.5 hours. And I just kind of wondered about that, taking the environment that I worked in. But I also want to say, too.
Well, that's because they're working from home and nobody, you know, they're not working. As long as they get something done, you know, that's all it is.
But I do want him to take the opportunity to say also that he needs to give a chance for consumers. Now, it was reported in the news today that there's a big spike in retail sales nationally. You know, Americans are on a buying spree right now, and he's not giving us enough chance to refill the state coffers before he brings a special session up to implement an income tax and a mileage tax on Nevadans. And I think we need to give that a chance before the liberals and this Democratic-controlled state government that cry wolf over, we need a whole bunch more new taxes. You know?
Well, see, that's the problem, Gene. I got to let you go because we're going to wrap up the show here, but that's the problem, is it is a Democrat governor in a Democrat-controlled state that want to see what is happening, the shutdown, the loss of small business, the mom-and-pop shops, the people that actually, you know, hold them accountable – They want to see them fail and not come back. And that's a big problem. Please watch what's going on around the entire country. Make your kids aware. Make your family members aware. Because this is just a start of the pain that we are going to be feeling. All at the hands of people who feel that they are protected. Please know what's going on, especially in our community. I can only do so much. But as it is pointed out to me, I'm going to stop saying, what can you do? It's what can we do? Our voice is stronger together than it is apart. So please, whatever you do, send an email today, do a phone call, do a text, and hold your elected representatives accountable. I know I'm going to be doing it. I hope you have a great day. It's the Monica Jay Show, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's all about you and how we fix the problems of our elected representatives. That's pretty much it. You have a great day, and I am so thankful that you spent any amount of time with me today.